overall mission is to recruit, train, and support foster parents. And so the big challenges that we run into are finding enough qualified families.
This is Daniel Webster, the Director of Foster Adoptive Family Recruitment with Utah Foster Care, a group contracted with the Division of Child and Family Services. He directs how the group finds and trains foster families, which, he says, is one of the biggest issues Utah's foster system faces. The disparity between foster families and foster children is in the hundreds to thousands, and they're struggling to find volunteers willing to go through the training.
There is about 30 to 32 hours of training that we require all of our families to take. The majority of the training comes down to what the needs of the children will be. If a child had developmental delays or other challenges which have made it hard for them to learn in school, well, they're going to teach them how to meet those needs.
However, in a state where minority children, particularly Hispanics and Latinos, who make up 21% of the foster population, are overrepresented in foster care, another big issue is finding households where children can feel at home.
Where everything else in these children's lives are in turmoil and with them trying to figure out, you know, who they are, if they can be in a home that speaks their language, that is similar in culture, similar religious affiliation, that makes all the obstacles of being removed from their home much more manageable.
Webster says the average amount of time a child spends in foster care is 12 to 14 months. Most often, the reasons they're removed from their original home are mental instability, substance abuse, and unsafe living conditions. But the goal is always to reunite children with their parents or closest relatives, which they only do when said relatives have met recovery goals or requirements, proving their children will be safe with them. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Stephen Smith.